Radio Free Bongo is on the air.
Blowjob! Blowjob! Blowjob!
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to Volume 98 of Radio Free Bongo. And I, of course, am your host, Bongo Johnny. But you can just call me BJ.
Blowjob! Blowjob! Blowjob!
No, not that BJ. Bongo Johnny. And tonight, we're going to play some songs that have a four-letter word in them. Something that you can't play on terrestrial radio. And each song is going to have that word buried in it. Sometimes not so buried. But let's start off with the history of that four-letter word.
Perhaps one of the most interesting words in the English language today is the word fuck. Out of all of the English words that begin with the letter F, fuck is the only word that is referred to as the F word. It's the one magical word. Just by its sound can describe pain, pleasure, hate, and love. Fuck, as most words in the English language, is derived from German, the word flicken, which means to strike. In English, fuck falls into many grammatical categories, as a transitive verb, for instance. John fucked Shirley. As an intransitive verb, Shirley fucks. Its meaning's not always sexual. It can be used as an adjective, such as John's doing all the fucking work. As part of an adverb, Shirley talks too fucking much. As an adverb enhancing an adjective, Shirley is fucking beautiful. As a noun, I don't give a fuck. As part of a word, abso-fucking-lutely, or in-fucking-credible. And as almost every word in a sentence, fuck the fucking fuckers. But you must realize there aren't too many words with the versatility of fuck, as in these examples describing situations such as fraud, I got fucked at the used car lot, dismay, aw fuck it, trouble, I guess I'm really fucked now, aggression, don't fuck with me, buddy, difficulty, I don't understand this fucking question, inquiry, who the fuck was that, dissatisfaction, I don't like what the fuck is going on here. Incompetence. He's a fuck off. Dismissal. Why don't you go outside and play hide and go fuck yourself? I'm sure you can think of many more examples. With all of these multi-purpose applications, how can anyone be offended when you use the word? We say use this unique, flexible word more often in your daily speech. It will identify the quality of your character immediately. Say it loudly and proudly. Fuck you!
Give me an F! Give me a U!
U!
Give me a C!
A!
Give me a K!
A!
What's that spell?
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 In the draft board, here we sit, covered o'er with nicks and shit, while our sweat is turning Agnew's filthy mill. And the people, as they pass, they jam Melvin up our ass. Well, I guess we've had our goddamn fucking fill. Fight, fight, fight for liberation. Break, break, break the social scheme. We'll track the bastards down and we'll grind them in the ground and replace them with a working class regime. Oh, we'll send a firing squad after Cardinal Spellman's god McNamara. He will be the next in line. Then we'll pump some LSD into Jackie Kennedy and we'll make her fuck the workers overtime.
Hey!
Fight, fight, fight for liberation. Break, break, break the social scheme. We will drag the bastards down and we'll grind them in the ground and replace them with a working class regime. Then we'll get a bloody rope and we'll hang the fucking Pope and we'll burn the Sistine Chapel to the ground. Then we'll turn our Tommy guns on the screaming, ravished nuns and the people's voice will be the only sound. social scheme. We'll drag the bastards down and we'll grind them in the ground and replace them with a working class regime. So if you hate the working class but you'd like to save your ass, then you'd better give your money to the poor. Or we'll sell your mother's twat to a sailor on your yacht, and we'll turn your favorite daughter to a whore. Yes, fight, fight, fight for liberation. Break, break, break the social scheme. We will drag the bastards down and we'll grind them in the ground and replace them with a working class regime.
Brown shoes, don't make it. Brown shoes, don't make it. Quit school, why fake it?
Too weird to be a plumber. He's a bummer, he's a bummer. Every summer, be a loyal plastic robot for a world that doesn't care.
Smile at every ugly.
Shine on your shoes and cut your hair.
Be a jerk,
go away.
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 Do your job and do it right.
Nice applause.
TV tonight.
Do you love it? Do you hate it? There it is, the way you made it. Why?
She's nasty, she digs it in bed. and she knows how to nasty.
She's a dirty on my loaded. Well, she's dirty again. And I hear she gets loaded.
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
If she were my daughter, I'd...
What would you do, Daddy?
Smother my daughter in chocolate syrup. Strap her on again.
Oh, baby.
Smother that girl in chocolate syrup. Strap her on again.
She's a teenage baby and she turns me off. I'd like to make her do a nasty on the White House lawn. Gonna smother
my daughter in chocolate syrup.
To go home, Madge is on the phone.
Gotta meet the gurneys and a dozen gray attorneys.
TV dinner by the pool. I'm so glad I finished school.
We'll be right back. to know that I'm happy for you. I wish nothing but the best for you both. I know the version of me. Is she perverted like me? Would she go down on you in a theater? Does she speak eloquently? And would she have your baby? I'm sure she'd make a really excellent mother. Cause the love that she gave every day was a way for the baby. Get it up for you to open wide. No. And every time you speak her name,
and
turns out right, there's no end in sight.
Yeah.
We started off tonight with an interesting piece called The Origin of the Word Fuck. This was released sometime in the 1990s. The only thing I could find that it comes from a YouTube video. No credits are given there, but if anybody has any input, be interested in hearing. You can reach me at bongo@radiofreebongo.com. After that, we heard Country Joe and the Fish from the Woodstock concert of 1969 with The Fish Cheer. Give me an F. We then heard Fight for Liberation, Patrick Sky, from his Songs That Made America Famous album. Then it was Frank Zappa doing Brown Shoes Don't Make It from the Absolutely Free album of 1967. The Rolling Stones then gave us Star Star from the 1973 album Goat's Head Soup. Little shout out to Steve McQueen there. Next, it was You Ought to Know, Alanis Morissette, from her 1995 album, Jagged Little Pill. Following that, we have Canadian group Theory of a Dead Man doing I Hate My Life from 2008. And we ended it up with She Hates Me, Puddle of Mud from 2001. And now that we've thrown censorship out the door, we'll continue. Maybe after all this quarantine, you've thrown somebody out the door, or they've thrown you out the door. So we'll play some songs for you, Love Forlorn.
I've been loving you too long to stop now. Stronger as you become a habit to me. Ooh, I'm loving you a little too long. I don't want to stop now. Oh, with you, my life. So wonderful, I can't stop now. You were tired, and your love is growing cold. My love is growing strong. Affair goes on. I've been loving you a little too long. I don't want to stop now. Oh, oh, oh. I've been loving you. I don't want to stop now. Oh, 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 oh. And don't make me stop me. Oh, baby, I'm down on my knees. Please don't make me stop me.
No one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, Well, no one told me about how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. She acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. Should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she acted, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there.
Long hair, let's go. Where my baby go? Where my baby go? You would always come running to me.
Our second set of music tonight opened with the great Otis Redding, I've Been Loving You Too Long, from 1965. We followed that with She's Not There, The Zombies, 1964. Then it was Love, doing My Little Red Book, from the movie What's New Pussycat. They did that cover in 1966. Where Did My Baby Go? Paul Butterfield and his blues band, from the Keep On Moving album of 1969. Great album, by the way. If you can find it, check it out. Then we had Linda Ronstadt teaming up with Emmylou Harris doing I Can't Help It If I'm Still In Love With You, from the Heart Like a Wheel album of 1974. After that, we had Catch Me Now I'm Falling, done by the Kinks, 1979. And we finished off with the Spin Doctors, You Let Your Heart Go Too Fast, from their Turn It Upside Down album of 1994. Well, I hope you enjoyed what we do here at Radio Free Bongo. So I'm going to put you on to some other things. If you go to radiofreebongo.com, you'll find all kinds of goodies there. A full list of all podcasts up to number 98. We also have links to some of our musical friends, including the fine podcasts of Old Leadfoot's Radio Circus. He's also back in action, so check it out. Well, we're going to leave you tonight, but we will leave you with that one more. This one is the great Patsy Cline, looking for her love, walking after midnight. Take care, all. Be well. Stay safe. And we'll see you next time.
I go out walking after midnight. Midnight searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight.
Some